into center field. Matt Burling has won the ball game. Here in the bottom of the 10th inning, his first ever five-hit night, and the Phillies come from behind and win it 4-3. What a celebration.
3-1 pitch.
And a base hit to right. Albert Pujols breaks up the no-hitter.
So the fans at Petco here showing their love to Snell. I mean, it has been a dominant performance up to this point, but Albert just did what Albert does.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network, presented, as always, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksford with you on a Thursday. What you set for Thursday Night Football, our picks, our sides, props for the Jacoby Brissett, Mitch Trubisky barn burner tonight, coming up about 20 minutes. Bill Krakenberger, Crackman, is going to join us 1 hour from now. We got a lot of different things to jump into, including this weekend's college football card and trend versus truth for week three in the NFL. We start with a little baseball from last night. The Phillies down 3-0, come back, holding a 2.5 game lead in the final wild card spot. And the Padres behind the dominant, not good, but dominant Blake Snell, almost no hitting the Cardinals last night. A double whammy for Jake Hassan as he's watching the guy he hates dominate his team. So the Padres win last night. And the other one, Joe, you talked about it yesterday. Fade the White Sox. Fade the White Sox after what happened a couple nights ago. They effectively lost the Central 2 nights ago, or it ended. And then last night, they got rocked.
Yeah, turn the TV off early on that one. Sometimes you can do that as a better once in a while. There are certain spots. Now, the majority of the time, I would not suggest cashing your tickets ahead of time, especially in sports betting here. But last night it was evident. Like, I'm like, okay, this was so obvious. I wish I would have bet more. And, you know, on Monday, Erin joked about her jinxing the Ravens due to the text thread. Because she called the game over against the Dolphins. And Joe G, I mean, you threw the reverse jinx on your Phillies in the text thread last night. I had to chuckle as I saw that score come across and hearing that highlight this morning, because you had some choice words for the Phils. And have those things changed or no?
Oh, no, I still believe everything I texted you guys last night. But they did come back to win the game, and they needed it. I mean, they lost 5 in a row. They were down 3-0 in the eighth. If they lost last night, the lead was down to 1.5. So they were clinging to this thing down the stretch of the season. But yeah, I mean, they struggled, and then they came back and won. And that race feels like the only fun one left, right? The wild card, if the Phillies or the Brewers, it's kind of dull in terms of the races. I mean, Mets, Braves, but they're both in. It's a weird kind of race where we know what's at stake, but They clinched. They're both in the playoffs already. So that's one's a little different, Aaron. Mets and Braves doesn't have the kind of juice because we know they're both going to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I just kept thinking about Blake Snell and Jake's bet. I'm like, oh man. But he says this bit is going to live forever. He's going down with the ship. We all know how he feels about Blake Snell, and
Bring the tweets, bring the DMs. I don't care. I'm going down with the ship. I'm right. History will look favorably on me.
All right.
Well, that's what you have to do, right? It's like the captain of the Titanic. He can't jump off. You just gotta go down.
The
best part is he's an auto fade for Jake every time he's on the mound, but he is the streakiest. He picked the streakiest pitcher in Major League Baseball to ride or die with. You know what I mean? Just going against him every single time, because half the year he sounds like an idiot and half the year he sounds like a genius. I mean, there are some sports bettors that do that same thing. They hawk their 1-900 number and, you know, they give in one city, they'll be doing a radio. In Philly, they'll be doing a radio interview. They'll give one side. And then in Cleveland, they'll be doing a radio interview. They do the other side. So half the people are always going to be happy, right? Some people will. So half the year, Jake sounds really smart. The only problem is
how
the other
about
half.
Jake being named one of the sharpest bettors?
Okay, name the source. Nobody can name me this source. There's this thing floating around on Twitter, a screenshot.
Maybe it's the dunkster.
I don't know. I don't know.
The dunkster's playing tricks on us.
Listen, I don't even know what it's screenshot of.
It doesn't matter. If you're on a list of one of the sharpest people out there, you take the list, you screenshot it, you frame it, you save it, and it's yours forever. That's all that matters. 5 days ago, I was a college football sharp. And
right.
I didn't know where that came from.
Like, Jake Hassan, who's tracking Jake Hassan's bets?
Listen, I said this. Apparently. If you're taking the time to track my bets, you got too much time on your hands. Thanks, though. Now, screenshot it, sent to my mom. It's on the fridge already. Let's go.
So did you change
your Twitter bio? Did you put it in there?
Nah, my bio's already got enough going
he's
on.
He's about to. Yeah, what's happening there? So what makes it the sharpest? ROI or like are you CLV? Did it say what makes you so sharp?
Listen, I got tagged in a tweet. There was a leaderboard on it.
Oh,
I
okay.
Took it and, all right. I got a leaderboard put in front of my face, saw my name on it. Listen, I'm calling home, telling the parents about it. What do you mean? What am I supposed to do?
Hey, did you guys have that Bears fan on that was crying after they lost to the Packers on your show last night?
Yeah, you bet we did. It was awesome. That guy rules.
Really?
Shout out Dion Brooks. Yeah, apparently the girlfriend is still not back in the apartment. She's out. It's wild.
Yeah, so I prefer this sort of video. Would you say it went viral? I guess, because you ran into it, right? A video
his original video?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah, mega viral.
What I hate is when you see stuff that's obviously staged, like people breaking TVs with their fake anger and all that stuff. Hey, hey, turn on the camera and watch me do this, and then we'll put it out there on social media. This guy, I think this is 100% legit. His girlfriend starts filming him watching the end of the Bears game, and he's got tears flowing down his face, and he wanted none of it. Get that out of my face. Let me mind my business. I don't talk to you for a week because the Bears lost. I'm like, he's not going to talk to her a whole lot this year.
When he said, I've known you 2 months, I've been with this team for 22 years. 22
years. That is an amazing line. Like, every sports fan can feel that. Every young sports fan feels that line. Like, I just met you. I've been living and dying with this awful football team forever. Get out.
I got to go back and check it out because he was wearing wristbands and she was making fun of him for that. Like, it was building. Well, whatever she got, it sounded like she deserved because she kept picking on him. Some things that I would have said too, like he looked like he was getting ready to go out there. And what the hell do you think was going to happen against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers? But I got to go back and check that out. That was honestly, it was the best line. It was a great line because I'm like, I can use that in my daily life. I just lost a bet. Don't talk to me for a week. Which kind of is a problem in this business.
We start saying that to each other. No one talks in the show. Yeah. I don't want you to talk to me for an entire week. All of you.
Once I fall off that leaderboard, I don't want any of you to talk to me. Once I get booted from the Sharps leaderboard, leave me alone for a week.
Was Lockie on that one too?
Yeah, he was like fifth
or
something.
Or was that the other one? Okay, good. I didn't know most of the people. I've never heard of them. This is my
friend of the program. Reed Walk was on there. What are you talking about?
Yes, he was. No, but I'm saying there were 20, like 20 names, right? Yeah. And I didn't know a lot of them.
Top 21, and it ain't 21.
Was Karpuck on there? He should have been.
I didn't see Dan Karpuck's name, but we'll check that out for BetQL. All right, let's get to some NFL here. We have a game tonight we'll preview coming up in just a few minutes. But we did get some news yesterday. Mike Evans, the suspension was upheld. He is out. We will not have Mike Evans on the field for Sunday. My favorite is the conspiracy theory out there because John Runyon, of course, in charge of NFL discipline, John Runyon's son, offensive lineman for the Packers. And people are like, that's why he's suspended. We're down to Green Bay, just a 1-point dog now. This line has moved, was it 2? 1.5? 1? I think that's how we've danced this week. We're moving towards a pick 'em here. Green Bay, 1-point underdog. Bucks, 1-point favorite. No Mike Evans. I mean, look, point spread wise, he's a wide receiver, but he's big for them. I mean, he's a big, especially in the red zone, what he could do. I mean, they're signing Cole Beasley off the street. I mean, off of Instagram DMs with Tom Brady. So I think it's an impactful loss for this week for this game in what could be a lower scoring game.
Total movement has been insane. And we've been trying to figure out, even before this suspension was announced, what exactly is happening? Is it because of Evans? And after getting the intel from the start of the injury reports yesterday, it is a resounding, no, it's not Mike Evans. It's Evans and everybody on both teams. Now, I know Tampa Bay is going to be highlighted here, and a lot of the sports media content is going to talk about all the injuries on Tampa Bay because they're usually the bigger story. They have the recent Super Bowl. They have Tom Brady. So I get all that. But it isn't just Evans. It's everywhere. And those that did not participate yesterday, it's also Godwin. It's also Julio. It's offensive tackle Donovan Smith. It's Akeem Hicks, who is not going to play this weekend. And then the limited guys, where it looks like they would have a big advantage with Leonard Fournette. He was limited. Outside, Gage, Scotty Miller, Perriman. Their great defense. You've got Carlton Davis was limited. Their center limited. Insane. And then on the Packers side, it's not all that much better. Jenkins did play on Sunday night against the Bears, but he was limited. Lazard, Christian Watson, Sammy Watkins. I mean, this is, based on the information that we got yesterday, just nothing official because we still have a couple of days of injury reports to go here. But my first thought was, I don't want anything to do with this game. It could be like betting a preseason game.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So many unknowns, and you're really not getting a value if you are taking the underdog here because that's juiced on the spread. And the total is so low, but then you're like, okay, well, who is scoring points with all these injuries and guys out? So yeah, this is a tough one. I guess I would maybe look at the over. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, 41.5 is low.
But who's even playing receiver?
No name guys. I know.
Yeah. I feel like it's a handicap.
What do you think this final will be? Like 20-10? Like what? I mean, that's crazy.
Good.
Yeah.
It could be. It could be 24-16. I feel like it's a handicap of a game from 1997. Like, who are the most impactful offensive players other than the quarterback? It's the backs, right? It's Fournette, and it's Jones, mm-hmm. and it's Dillon. Like, the running backs are going to control this game. Part of why I'm leaning towards the Packers is I think their running backs are more dynamic. They can make bigger plays in the passing game. Like, they can maybe be the guys to get in the end zone and figure this thing out. But that it's the Evans loss, and then as Joe went over there, there's a lot going on in terms of the injury report in this one.
The first half under could be a look, you know, both teams just off to a really slow start. 20.5 is the first half total. But yeah, this is so, just setting up to be gross.
So if we count the number of receivers that did not participate in practice or were limited yesterday on both teams, we're at 5, 6, 7, 9.
Wow.
9 receivers.
Here's a look into how drastic this is for the Bucs specifically. Tom Brady's over interceptions, almost the same line as his over 1.5 touchdowns.
Wow.
-135 on BetMGM at over 1.5 touchdown passes, -105 on interceptions thrown over a half. Like those,
the gap is
usually crazy.
Do you remember what it was last week for no interception?
I don't remember.
-350. Because he never throws a pick against the Bears.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you offense is going to be at a premium. The passing games it's going to be tough for these teams to move the football. But I do think the Green Bay defense right now, you know, the Akeem Hicks injury is a big one for the Bucs. So I'm on Green Bay this week. But that is an interesting game with Brady and Rodgers going head-to-head this week. So we have that. Jaguars, maybe the most healthy team heading into week 3. And then how about Jameis? Now an ankle along with the back on the injury report. That Saints-Panthers game has ugly written all over it. NFC South, ugly. And I'm just trying to stop myself from taking the Panthers, even though I think that's the right side.
I'm with you 100%. It was one of those instinct plays like, yeah, Carolina at home. They should have a better record than they do. They're getting a full 3 points, divisional matchup. Like, nah. But yeah, and then they're throwing this Jameis one out here. Listen, I would not have been on the Saints this past week, but you know, you've got to get all the contest plays ahead of time, or the majority of them. We found out about Jameis on Sunday morning. about the fractures in his back. And now you add the ankle to that. That's a mess. Now, the weapons around him probably better than we were expecting a couple weeks ago coming into the season. I mean, Michael Thomas has already made a bigger impact than I was thinking because I just thought it was a big question mark. Jacksonville, we got to talk. Yes, they're healthy for right now. We got to talk about some of these numbers that are floating out there that are just completely fraudulent. And it's just sample size. Keep that in mind. Let's not take deep dives into all of these stats, people. I would hold on to your priors at this point because it's a sample size of two games.
Joe O, Joe G, and Hawks with BetQL Daily will come back, break down the Steelers and the Browns Thursday Night Football, including a trend that's not good for Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. That's next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.